For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump is to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin tomorrow in Alaska. The meeting will be at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage at 11:30 a.m. Alaska time. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Trump wants to bring an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. At the White House today, Trump said the war should have never happened. He also put the blame on the Biden-Harris administration.
It didn't start under me, and for 4 years it wasn't even discussed. And I could see it was going to happen after I left. I could see what was happening. Everything that we did was wrong. Everything that was done was wrong. Everybody's to blame. Putin's to blame. They're all to blame. This is a war that would have never happened.
The White House has dismissed any suggestion that Trump's agreeing to sit down with Putin is a win for the Russian leader, but critics have suggested that the meeting gives Putin an opportunity to get in Trump's ear to the detriment of Ukraine. The Texas Tribune reports the Texas Supreme Court won't rule for several weeks on Republican requests to expel Democrats who left the state to avoid a vote on a redistricting plan. The governor and attorney general have asked the court to find that Democrat lawmakers abandoned their seats. Tarrant County GOP Chair Beau French made these comments on AFR about Governor Greg Abbott.
Remember, Abbott comes from the world of being a judge. And so I think he is, you know, very particular about wanting to go through the what he, in his mind, is the appropriate process. I would have probably done it a little differently, you know, much more aggressively. I would have just vacated their seats. And I think a lot of Texans that I hear from are saying the same, like, why didn't we just vacate their seats? They've done this before. They did it in 2021, and nothing happened to them in 2021. And that was because, of course, we had, rhino speaker at the time, Dade Phelan.
Texas Democrats said they will return to the state if Republicans follow through on their word to end the special session tomorrow and California releases its own redistricting plan. Planned Parenthood is shutting down its operations in Louisiana. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Planned Parenthood is shutting down its last two centers in the state. Two of dozens of centers the abortion provider is set to shut down this year. The two facilities are part of the Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast Network, per LifeSite News. Gene Mills is president of Louisiana Family Forum.
Well, we're excited. We finally have the opportunity to say good riddance to the largest abortion proponent.
He clarified Planned Parenthood was not an abortion provider in Louisiana, though they are one of the largest abortion providers in the nation. Rather, they referred for abortions in Louisiana.
And it's been our onerous laws and our efforts to prayerfully and peacefully and with petition and principled public policy shut down availability of abortion in Louisiana. We prayed for 40 years. They've been here for nearly 50 for an abortion-free Louisiana, and we finally are on the precipice of achieving just that.
He indicated this victory doesn't mean this is over.
You know, they say that no political victory is ever permanent nor irreversible, and I would put this in that category. It's a moral victory because they are defunded. The president has fulfilled his pledges.
Mills also spoke highly of U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and senators involved in getting this policy through.
We rejoice. Louisiana is a pro-life state. We welcome children. We celebrate families.
Mills said there's an upcoming gala in September, an annual event to honor lawmakers for standing for life, liberty, and limited government.
If you're in Louisiana, we'd love to have you join us on that night, Thursday at Healing Place Church from 6:30 to 9, September 25th. You can learn more at LouisianaFamilyForum.org.
The National Hurricane Center continues to watch the tropical system known as Aaron, which is forecast to soon become a hurricane. Forecast models turn the system more to the north, and so far keep it away from the U.S. East Coast. Fox Weather Hurricane Specialist Brian Norcross talks about impacts to the U.S. East Coast should the system stay well offshore.
It's going to be putting energy back toward the Cape. That's going to be pushing ocean water in big, long period swells up against the Cape. Now, is that going to break Highway 12? It really depends on how big the storm is.
A southwestern Gulf system is to move inland over Mexico or Texas sometime tomorrow. See more news at AFN.net.